This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Egyptian investigators say they may have identified one of the suicide bombers involved in last week's attacks in Sharm el-Sheikh. Youssef Bredran was an Egyptian from the Sinai Peninsula. Investigators believe he drove a car full of explosives into the lobby of a luxury hotel. Attackers in the two other bombings have yet to be identified. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Sharm el-Sheikh, forensic experts are relying on DNA to identify the bombers and their victims.
All three of the bombs that rocked Sharm el-Sheikh exploded in areas crowded with tourists and Egyptian workers, the lobby of a luxurious resort hotel, a popular restaurant area, and a covered market in the old part of the city. Each bomb contained hundreds of pounds of explosives that ripped through whatever was nearest. Eyewitnesses tell of many body parts strewn across the roads. All the injured and dead were brought here to the Sharm el-Sheikh International Hospital. Dr. Ibrahim El-Kamshishi, a surgeon at the hospital, said from the start there were problems identifying the victims.
Because of most of the paper inside with these people lost already in the accident, no paper, no passport, no card. For this, we cannot identify the people.
Kamshishi says most of the victims were Egyptians. Their families began arriving at the hospital soon after the bombings.
Some of them identified already their relatives, and others cannot identify because the manifestation or the picture of bodies changed. Maybe eye lost, maybe no face. They cannot identify.
The victims' remains are being stored in the morgue at the back of the hospital. The door to the morgue is large and plain. A cold blast of air slices through the intense Sinai heat every time it opens. The morgue is designed only to hold a few bodies at a time, not the volume it's seen over the past few days. Many of the remains have already been shipped to Cairo or back to the European countries from which the victims came. Mohammed Sharif, a medical official with the Egyptian Ministry of Justice, says he believes there are 19 bodies now in the morgue.
Some of them are Egyptian. They are 9. And the other may be foreigners or not. Because the foreigners which identify 2 Italian, 1 Czech, 1 American, and the others are unknown.
Egyptian forensic specialists are taking DNA samples to try to determine the identities of the dead. Egyptian authorities say they believe the remains of the bombers could be mixed in with those of the victims. Sharif says the DNA should help determine that.
We took from all these remains, we took the samples, and we sent it to Cairo to make analysis for everything. Even the part is very small, we took a sample from it.
And because there are so many small pieces of human remains, medical officials say it's difficult to get an exact number of people who died. Hospital officials initially said that 88 people were killed in the blast. Egypt's Ministry of Health subsequently reduced that number to 64 confirmed dead. But hospital officials say the health ministry doesn't include the number for as yet unidentified sets of body parts. Dr. Kamshishi said determining the final number doesn't rest with the hospital.
The number of the dead bodies with the police station and forensic medicine. These are the only 2 places they know the exact number of the dead bodies.
And that number stands firm at 64. The results of the DNA samples are due in the next few days. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Sharm el-Sheikh.